I'll make said motion.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we approve the agenda? Megan, we don't need to approve the agenda. So, communication.
No communication.
Very good. Public hearings. We entertain a motion to hear case number 18.01C0 or O Z. OZ, rezoning a portion of southeast quarter, section 17, T50N, R72W, Daniel Stone.
Make a motion to hear case 18.01COZ.
Seconded.
Megan.
Yes. Vice Chairman Brown. I'm behind you guys. Sorry about that. There. As you said, case number 18.01COZ, a rezoning request for a portion of the southeast quarter, section 17, township 50 north, range 72 west. The applicant is Daniel Stone, and he's requesting to rezone property currently zoned AL agriculture to I-1 light industrial to facilitate new and future development on the property. The immediate uses have been stated as a stone slash landscaping rock yard operation, which would accommodate soils and rock storage, small equipment storage, and an office. There's also an existing personal shop building on the property. This property is about 0.2 miles north of the city limits of Gillette, with a physical address of 1115 North Highway 1416. It's 79.7 acres in size, and it's surrounded by various larger tracts and commercial uses. Some are unzoned, some zoned ag, and the rest also zoned industrial. And the 2013 Joint City-County Future Land Use Map designates this area as CI, commercial and industrial land uses. So the zoning request is in accordance with the future land use map. I don't have any further zoning considerations. All the development will be subject to the I-1 zoning district requirements, and if they decide to do any future subdivisions into tracts less than 35 acres, they would be subject to all of our subdivision regulations. I did receive one letter from the public, from the surrounding property owners, and that was included in your packet. And I can answer any questions you might have.
Do any of the members have any questions for Megan?
Does the staff recommend a pass?
Yes.
Any further comments?
Not me.
Hearing none, I would ask for a call for the vote. Yes.
You might ask if there's anybody in the audience that has any.
That's a very good point. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address us?
I'm Daniel's mother. If you have any, he had to be out of town tonight. So if you have any specific questions, I'd be happy to answer.
I don't.
I don't either. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vice Chair Brown. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 18.01COZ, Stone Rezoning. Commissioner Brown.
Aye.
Commissioner Williams.
Yes.
Commissioner Hildebrand.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I entertain a motion to hear case number 18.02ZA, Zoning Regulation Amendments, enclosure number 2.
I move that we hear case number 18.02ZA, the zoning regulation amendments.
Seconded.
Megan.
All right. This is the exciting part of the evening. Zoning regulation amendments, our favorite thing. We've got a room full of people, but I want to talk about them. The last time that our zoning regulations were for the county were amended was in 2011. At that time, we did a comprehensive rewrite of the entire zoning code. And in the years since, staff has used them and noted sections within the regulations that we felt needed to be modified. So the majority of the proposed amendments of the regulations are mainly for ease of use, clarity, and applicability to Campbell County. I've attached a table to your packet that outlines each of the amendments I've made. I can highlight some of the major ones. We're removing our nuisance code from the zoning regulations and proposing to adopt it as a standalone Chapter 10, just nuisance regulations, just to make it clear to everybody, you know, that nuisance cases can be countywide. It's not just in zoned areas, and just make it clearer and easier for everyone to access those. We are including a proposed landfill overlay district to surround the north landfill property on North Highway 59 to help make sure that we can meet the siting rules of the DEQ in the future if the landfill would need to expand, and that is essentially just asking any surrounding property owners within that overlay zone to acknowledge their nearness to the landfill. We're increasing the allowable sign area on most signs, making some minor definition changes within the definition section. But I would just encourage everyone in the public to take a look at the changes we're proposing to make. We're going to have a series of open houses. One will be March 6th around the noon hour in the George Amos building. Another on March 22nd, probably from 5 to 7 p.m. at the library. And we'll have maps and copies for everybody to come and ask questions and have a cookie and talk zoning with us. So,
do you mind repeating that for all our listeners out in TV land?
So March 6th at the George Amos building, I'm guessing we'll do 11 to 1, and then March 22nd at the Gillette Library in the Wyoming Room, 5 to 7 p.m. And I'll get that on Facebook, in the news record, all over, and we'll let people know to come, and we'll have cookies and juice, something. It'll be fun. So,
what action do we need to take on this tonight?
So tonight, per state statute, the Planning Commission needs to effectuate and recommend the amendments to the Board of Commissioners. After you all do that, next Tuesday, the commissioners will put out the proposed amendments for a 45-day public comment period. So we'll have those open houses during the public comment period. And then on April 17th, I've recommended the commissioners set a date and a hearing to have a public hearing, and people could come and speak. All of the written public comments we receive will be included in information to them, and then they'll take action that day to either adopt these amendments or reject them or send them back for us to make modifications.
Thank you. Any questions?
No.
So the motion would be to recommend approval of these to move forward to the commission.
Yes.
And you'll fix that for me, please. Or we just need to, or do we need to have any kind of language in there for?
I don't think you, the, no.
Okay. Skip that then. Would you please pull the commission?
Thank you, Vice Chair Brown. The motion is to recommend approval of case number 18.02ZA, the zoning regulations amendments to the Board of Commissioners. Vice Chair Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Williams.
Yes.
Commissioner Hildebrand.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Any old business?
I don't think so. Just we do not have any business scheduled right now for our March meeting, so I just hope to see all the planning commissioners and the public at our zoning open houses next month.
Okay. New business?
No new business.
We are adjourned.